The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Rexars, welcome to OHP and OHP Uncut. My name is Cannon. A lot of Rexar questions today that you submitted on social media. I do that sometimes with certain artists and their fandoms when they have like super crazy, amazing fandoms, which BB does, and the Rexars had great questions today. So I asked a lot of yours, some of mine, like how much weed were you guys really smoking in the video for Satellite? Her and Snoop Dogg, epic. Let's get into these. Thank you so much for watching. Subscribe to this channel. That's how you can win a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artist. Actually, we did one with Bebe Rexha and her biggest fan. You can watch that below. In the meantime, subscribe so you can win one yourself. OHP Uncut, Bebe Rexha.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Cannon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. The last time I talked to you, we had your biggest fan in the world from Germany asking you questions while your glam squad was like getting you ready for something. Do you remember that interview?
I do. It was very hectic. It was a hectic day.
Yo, you made that boy's day though. People can see the video. It's down below. But hey, awesome. I want to get right to the important questions because we don't have that long today. We have a lot of Rexar questions I want to get to. But I'm curious, how much weed did you really smoke with Snoop Dogg that day? Was that real weed on set?
It was real. Real weed. Yeah, it was very real. And I didn't smoke much. But what I did smoke was very strong because it was Snoop's weed and it was very strong. That's all I'm going to say.
If you had to guess, how much did he have that day? In bales. We rated in bales. Three or four
I would say we were shooting. We only shot for like an hour and I would say he probably smoked two blunts or three.
Okay, he was taking it easy that day.
Yeah, I guess you could call it.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the album as well. When I see like an artist name, like their third album, their name, that tells me, that communicates to me that this is a more personal album for you. Am I reading right from that?
Yeah, my albums are always personal. Mm-hmm. But with this album, I feel like it's time for people to really know who BB is and to, you know, put myself out there in front of more people and then to, you know, just to, I feel like it will help kind of connect me to more people so that they know who I am and what I do and what I have done.
I want to get right to the Rexar questions because I promised I would ask as many as I could. I know we don't have that much time. You got to do like Kelly Clarkson or someone big tonight, right?
Yep.
Are you ready for the Rexar questions?
Always.
I kissed the dash says, will you be brunette again in the future?
I was thinking about it. I might do it for like a music video or something, like pop it up somewhere. Just, I don't know when, but I have been feeling that lately. So stay tuned.
Okay.
Stay
tuned. Ava's Yellow said, how many songs did you write that did not make the final 12 for this album, BB?
I'm like looking at my team and I'm like, I don't remember. I probably wrote 20 or 30 maybe.
And then so had to pull 20. It's gotta be the toughest job in the world pulling like, gosh, which one of the best 12. And then what do you do with the other ones? Like wait and put them on like a deluxe version or something like that.
Some of them go on the deluxe, but then some of them die on the hard drive.
Never to be heard again. How about Ration Mind 78? Do you have a guilty pleasure song?
I love,
wait, what are you singing?
Living on a Prayer.
Oh, Living on a Prayer. I like Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, but that's just me. Finn said, what can we expect from that amazing Dolly collab? And I can't wait to hear that myself. Tell me about how that happened and what that sounds like.
Well, you can expect a video. There will be a video with me and Miss Dolly.
Dope.
Really beautifully shot. It's very like simple and clean and it's just very classic beauty. Working with her was so amazing. She's so funny, she's so sweet, she's so kind. I can't believe that I have a song with Dolly fucking Parton. It's just every time I talk about it in any interview, I'm like, I still can't seem to process it. But I have a song with Dolly Parton. Dolly fucking Parton.
I'm not sure how much she'd appreciate it.
She's really, yeah. Oops, sorry, Dolly.
Yeah. I'm pulling this Rexar, off. Rexar Josh says, What's your favorite line on the entire album? That's got to be a hard question to answer.
Off the top of my head, I probably do. Since we're talking about seasons, my mirror is a liar. Inside, I'm still a child that's trying to find her way back home. No, how come nobody warns us about what's coming for us, that you will live and die alone? I love that line.
Ooh, where was your mind when you wrote that?
In like a kind of a more darker headspace, but it's more insightful. It's true. It's true. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're born. And yeah, I don't know. That's super dark, but yeah.
It is a good line though. Last night I got higher than a satellite is the name of this person. I love it. A little reference to your song with Snoop. How are you feeling about your first global solo tour in years?
I'm so excited. I haven't been on tour yet in 6 years, and I've been working on like the visuals and the set list and what it's going to look like and what the feeling is going to be and the lighting and just so many pieces, but it's so fun. I'm having a blast. I can't wait to actually be on the road.
I can't wait to actually meet you in person one day. We've only met over Zoom like 1,000 times. It'd be nice to see you in Atlanta when you come here.
All right. Say less.
BB. All right. Album drops on the 28th. It's BB. And we're going to play Satellite. And what else should we play? Pick one more.
I think play Seasons of Dolly. It's beautiful.
Yes. I was hoping you would say that. Done. On Open House Party. BB Rexa, we always love you. Thank you to the Rexars. And thank you to you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.